More of Lake Effect now. I'm Mitch Teich. Late last week, a decision over the future operation of the Milwaukee County Transit System was put off for another year. County Executive Chris Abley made the announcement that the county's contract with the nonprofit Milwaukee Transport Services would be extended for a year. That will allow officials to mull over the potential awarding of the future contract to the for-profit Texas-based MV Transportation. MTS has held the transit since the public transportation system became fully public in the 1970s. This controversy over transit's operation is not the first time the operation of transit has been a complicated question here. Abby Callard writes about transit's history and the current issues in the November issue of Milwaukee Magazine, and she joins us to talk about that earlier history. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Nice to have you here. The first part of this feature in the November issue looks back, way back, to the distant past. And one of the interesting points I think it makes is that transit and transit funding has never been a normal, stable affair right from the point transit came along here. How was transit first started in Milwaukee?
You know, I think that's definitely true. And it was really started sort of as a grassroots effort with Walker, who Walker's Point is named after. It was with these sort of horse-drawn streetcars. So that's really where it started. And, you know, as the point that Joe Caruso makes in the story, that if you look at transit today, you can really trace it back to those original streetcars, which I think is really fascinating.
And Joe Caruso, we should mention, was in charge of marketing for more than a quarter century for Milwaukee
yes.
County Transit.
Yes, a very, very long time. And he is sort of one of those guys that knows almost everything about the system.
So for the first portion of transit's history, it was actually, if I'm not mistaken, wrapped up with electric production.
Yes, it was. And that was also really interesting to figure out. And I don't think a lot of people know that. You know, when electricity sort of first happened, which sounds sort of silly now, you know, the thing that about electricity is that you can create it, but you can't store electricity. So once you create it, you either have to use it or you lose it. And so, you know, the streetcars, the electric streetcars were actually just sort of one more way for them to sort of sell and use this electricity.
We've generated this much power. We got to use it somehow. Let's build a streetcar.
Mm-hmm. And then they sort of figured out that selling power to citizens was actually going to make them a lot more money than running public transit. So then they sort of veered off in that direction.
And it sounds like for a good long while, the company that was operating the streetcars was looking for a way to stop operating the streetcars.
Yeah, exactly. They sort of figured out pretty early on that it wasn't going to be profitable. But because of all of these sort of federal regulations, they had to keep the system going. Because they started it, they were the ones that were going to have to keep going unless they could find someone else to do it.
And buyers were not readily apparent.
No, they were not.
And I gather at one point there were streetcars that went almost everywhere. I mean, you head out at one point to the last remaining tracks from this network, which still exist out in East Troy, but you could take express trains all the way as far out as Waukesha. And it was a pretty comprehensive system for a good long while.
It was. It really was. And I think a lot of people don't really realize that when you look at it now, that there were hundreds of miles of track and you could get all the way out to East Troy on one streetcar from downtown Milwaukee.
And so at what point did the streetcars go away?
You know, it sort of depends on kind of which line. They really sort of died in the 50s, is sort of when sort of the last lines were ripped out. You know, that's when buses started becoming more popular, and buses are, they involve a lot less sort of time to start, right? Because you can just tell a bus, oh, I want you to drive down this street instead of this street, whereas, you know, the streetcar, you need the line. You need the actual track.
Sure. Well, so when did transit actually even become a public institution here? This is much later than in many, many places.
Yeah, it wasn't until 1975, until the county sort of took over the system. So it's, you know, relatively recently in transit's history.
Well, and even then, it sounds like there were concerns about whether the county's takeover of the transit system was concerns about how it was going to be funded.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And I think that's sort of one of the misconceptions that's come out recently is that while it is owned by the county, it's operated by a private entity.
There was never a dedicated funding source set up aside from property taxes.
Right. And I think, you know, something that's in the story that was really interesting for me to read was this article from, you know, I forget now if it was the Journal or the Sentinel at the time because they were still separate, was talking about how, you know, this silly notion that the people shouldn't pay for transit. And so once the county gets rid of this silly notion, then, you know, we'll have funding. And that's something that, you know, that silly notion, if you will, still exists today.
And Joe Caruso, who you talked to extensively for this article, kind of points to, I think it was 1982 as maybe the heyday for Milwaukee County Transit as it exists.
Yeah. And that's sort of what he was pointing at is, you know, the peak of ridership, the peak of service. And, you know, I don't want to say it's all been downhill since then. But
when did things really start to falter?
Most people I talked to said around 2000, 2002.
And what happened then?
the funding sort of took a dive. That was when the whole county pension scandal started happening. So the county sort of had to tighten up its budget. So there was less funding. And then another thing that happened was Scott Walker was elected county exec, and he is not too favorable to public transit and certainly isn't at the state level either.
Abby Callard, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Abby Callard is an assistant editor at Milwaukee Magazine. There's a link to her article on the history of public transit funding in the Milwaukee area, an article written before last week's developments, we should add, from WUWM.com/Lake Effect. That's the Tuesday edition of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Teich. We're here every weekday morning at 10 and Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3. You can also listen online at your leisure. Check out WUWM.com and find out how to subscribe to our podcast. You can also find the complete program schedule and much, much more about this station. It's all online at WUWM.com. Thanks again for listening to Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. We're NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock.